raise your hand if it currently feels like your routines, habits, and regimens are just completely out of whack and changing right now. You can thank Uranus for this. Actually, you can thank the fact that the sun and moon in Virgo, forming a new moon, formed a square to Uranus in Gemini, basically making it feel like we just started a disruptive new beginning in our life. This is still that first new moon in Virgo, where the next new moon in Virgo is going to be a new moon solar eclipse. That one's definitely going to be more pivotal, and it's not going to form the square to Uranus in Gemini. This one is more of that preview. It's letting you know that, hey, I'm giving you insight right now to be adaptable, to be flexible. Know that breakthroughs are often disguised as interruptions at first, and just know that it's okay to break yourself out of habits or routines or whatever felt like comfortable at first, because maybe you're making space for something that feels more aligned or more authentic and real. So it's not necessarily that we're wanting or excited about this disruption to our lives or these change in plans that maybe we were excited for. It's more so that we're allowing these surprises in life, whether good, bad, or both, to kind of allow us to adopt a sense of wisdom or knowledge to handle these situations and allow ourselves to be more flexible and grow with these moments and kind of like a learning lesson. Maybe we were trying too hard to make something work or make something feel stable or work towards something and make sure it was perfect. And this alignment, it basically came and said, hey, not now. And it's a change in plans, but it's still helpful to know that, okay, I can still go do that whenever I want, but right now it's not my priority. I need to take care of myself. And the reason I'm focusing on taking care of ourselves is because at the same time as this alignment's happening, Venus is entering Leo. Leo is the sign of the self. It's not selfish energy. It's just the sign that reminds us, instead of giving love to others, give love to yourself, things like that. And Venus being the planet of love, finances, aspirations, beauty, aesthetics, design, curation, art, expression, all of that, it's basically saying, prioritize yourself in this moment, do something for yourself, take care of yourself. And the fact that we're in eclipse season and we're not even to the heart of eclipse season yet, which by the way, the heart of eclipse season is between September 7th to September 21st, we really need to lean into Venus and Leo's transit right now.